How much time till we're on?
Ron, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
You know what that says to me? It's Thursday night football, round three coming up. Hello and welcome to a Thursday night edition of Sports Day. Jason Matthews and the big hunk of spunk Scotty Sattler coming to you on location tonight from Carina Leagues in Brisbane. What a fantastic venue this is. Sats, hello.
Hey, young Woogie, also listeners. Hello, Woogie, and also listeners. And you're right, Carina Leagues Club. First time I've been here. I know it has been a part of the jewel in the crown in southeast Queensland for a number of years. But the first time I've been here, and isn't it interesting? The Broncos tonight are playing the Penrith Panthers at Penrith.
Yeah.
And Panthers for so many years has been renowned for its leagues club. Just beautiful what it is, if you've never been out there.
It's got nothing on this.
And then I come here and I think, you know what? This is not too bad.
It's pretty good. I'm thinking of moving to Carina just so I can come here.
I've seen a couple of pizza boxes to the right. Nice. I've spotted those already.
Nice.
So I can't decide whether it's going to be pizza, steak or a snitty. So I'm going to ask the locals what I should order off the menu.
How was your hot chocolate? I walked in, you had your hot chocolate.
Well, I just told the chairman, I just said, listen, it's really difficult to get a good hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I've got to say it's top three hot chocolates I've ever had.
Top three ever?
Top three.
Wow, that's a big call.
It's a big call. It's a massive call.
0457 736 736. Best hot chocolate you've ever had. Let us know. For our Queensland listeners, we'll be calling the game. Well, yourself, Macca.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew McCulloch will be here in his Broncos gear.
There's a replica Telstra Premiership trophy over there. I'm just going to ask Macca to hold it up because he's never held one before. I just want to teach him how heavy they are.
But it's actually bigger than him.
Yeah, true.
So we're going to have the tallest dwarf. Is that his nickname?
Tall Dwarf.
Tall Dwarf will be joining you for the call along with Drury Forbes. That action kicks off from 6 o'clock tonight. Our New South Wales listeners, of course, you'll get Joel Kane. And speaking of short, Noddy Kamali calling the game from Bluebet Stadium tonight. So two different calls going out. Look forward to doing the totally biased call for the Broncos live tonight from Carina Leagues. It's a massive game.
Do you think I'll be the only one I'm in a Panthers jersey.
Yeah.
And will I be the only one officially in here in a Panthers jersey?
I think so. You're very brave. You're hobbling around today. What's going on?
I've got a cortisone needle in my knee.
Ooh.
Just my old knee.
Yeah,
Dr.
Right.
Paul Amerson, probably the best sports medicine doctor in Australia.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Shout out to you for helping me out
today.
Did
you pay for today?
No, well, he starts at 8 and he squeezed me in at 7:30
before
his patient. So.
Hey, hi to all our listeners through the SEN network. Of course, 1170 in Sydney, SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane, SEN track stations, Fanatic on the app, and all our listeners through SENZ in New Zealand. Good to have you on board. And, of course, those listening throughout the Super Radio Network around Australia. We're here with thanks to Kia, the seven-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer, and Nutrien Ag Solutions. Going further for Aussie farmers, want to get involved, you know the text, 0457 736 736. Come on, Cam. Carina house price has just plummeted. I said I'm going to move here.
The pizza shops will go up.
Yeah,
I know.
That's right.
Their revenue. And crime scene. We can't read out. Listen.
Yeah.
We can't read out yours crime scene. It is a tad controversial.
A tad.
Okay. So.
What's he been? Has he been on the Susie Wongs today or something? I don't know what's going on. You can text if you're in New Zealand, 8833, or call us 1300 01 1170. On the socials, TikTok, Sports Day SEN, Instagram, SENQ, and on X, Sports Day NSW. I just saw a very interesting photo of you that you showed me.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're at the Seagulls, and you're in it's a team photo, right?
Yep.
And you're sitting next to Wally.
Yes, Steve from Dubbo. Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, I was just answering his text message, but yeah, keep going.
Okay.
Yep.
Your neck is a half a metre long.
Yeah.
What's happened to you? Where's it gone?
Yeah, so this photo just came through from Peter Basalta. It's one of my very close friends. He'd be in the car listening right now.
Good old Salty.
Salty. Yeah, yep. Great caller. Doing a great job with Channel 9. And he said, oh, what about this photo of you? So it's when I was at the Gold Coast Seagulls. I was 19, sitting in the club photo. So it's all three grades. And I'm sitting there and you pointed it out to me. I didn't realise my neck was that skinny and long.
It was really long.
Well, there are now rumours that I may be related to Brent Tate. I'm not quite sure. And I had a gold necklace on with a football on the end of it.
Yeah, I know. Did you wear that while you were playing?
No.
All right, okay. No. Don't forget you can catch SENQ's Totally Biased Broncos call live tonight here from Carina League Sidelines Bar. It's a wonderful setup. Come down and join us. It's absolutely free to do so. Live action pre-game from 6, the call from 7 o'clock tonight. Should be fun. On the show tonight, Panthers assistant coach Peter Wallace. You and Rat caught up with him yesterday. We were going to play this last night, but we're absolutely inundated.
Yes.
With all sorts of rubbish. I mean, wonderful content from our listeners last night. So we'll get to that shortly as we count down to the Broncos versus Panthers. Warm-up segment. Thanks to Reem. We do this every Thursday night. We're going to have a look at this game. We'll dig deep into this Thursday night game and get your thoughts on that. Plus, we'll look at the rest of the weekend's action. And, mate, I have changed my mind about my Bunnies.
Really?
I listened to Matty Johns.
You're drinking the Matty Johns Kool-Aid,
I am today. You know what?
Matty mixes a beautiful Kool-Aid up.
I've been so depressed about the Rabbitohs all week. Driving here to Carina Leagues today, listening to Matty Johns, I'm on board. What's up?
Tatey just texts me.
Brent, no, you can't say that word.
I'm listening, you imbecile.
Now you can't read that out. Now I know too much about Tatey. So, anyway,
yeah.
He's got me convinced about the Bunnies. I'll tell you a little bit later on. I've got like a pep in my step now.
Yep.
Whereas before,
hey, don't get me wrong. I wish nothing more than the South Sydney Rabbitohs to come out and just silence a few of the critics for 7 days. Because if the South Sydney Rabbitohs win tomorrow night, they're on the same amount of points as the Roosters.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I hope they can turn it around. And maybe this, again, it's a phrase that's commonly used in sport, this siege mentality.
Yeah.
Where your back's to the wall, everyone's just hammering at you from 10 paces. You got the sniper crosshairs on you, and they're just waiting for you to fail. I hope this proud club runs out at Allianz, and remember what we saw a couple of years ago in that semi-final. It was carnage for 80 minutes. I don't think it's going to be any different tomorrow night, and I think that's what South have to do. I think they have to drag this Roosters team into the trenches.
Well, for Keno Go's $40 million jackpot, download the app now. Jason Demetrio is set for another selection bombshell with the Sydney Morning Herald reporting today that Cook will go to the bench and Havili will actually start as the dummy half. Now, I didn't mind that because I thought Havili was probably one of the standouts last week against their loss against the Broncos.
Yep.
And bringing Cook onto the ground at about 30-minute mark when the forwards are tiring out in the middle, if he can get some early play the ball, he could be dangerous from dummy half at around about that 30-minute mark.
Yeah, well, sometimes when you start with a player like Damien Cook, who just relies on his forwards to build this really good platform for him so he can get out and just do what he wants, use his great speed. But sometimes if your forwards do get dominated in those early exchanges, and this Roosters pack are a really good pack on paper as well, and they're mobile, they're big, they're quick as well. But in saying that, if you lose that battle in the first 15 or 20 minutes, it's really difficult for a hooker to... And I asked Andrew McCulloch about it on air last week. As a hooker, if your forward pack is getting beaten in the middle, and you know it as a hooker, the play the balls are slower, the ball's coming back to you slower, the defensive line's in the face of the runner as soon as you deliver the ball to him. You can feel it as a hooker. It's really difficult to change that momentum. So if you are losing that battle, and then all of a sudden the Roosters go, we're winning this battle, how good's this? And all of a sudden you look up and you see Damien Cook holding a card on the sideline. I think you've got to have your best players on the field at the start of the game. But in the situation they're in at the moment, he's holding a card on the sideline. The Fred flags you up straight away. Trent Robinson sending messages down. All of a sudden it sends a bit of panic into your opposition. So, it may be a real crucial play by Jason Demetrio. And, of course, Jack White in his first game as well tomorrow night. So, interested to see how that goes.
It will be very interesting.
I think he and Latrell, this is the Joel Sugar Cane model, I think both he and Latrell will probably swap positions tomorrow.
Well, if you believe the rumours going around, he's trained in about 8 different positions at South this week, anywhere from 5-8, fullback and centre. Of course, we all know the big news last night from the Broncos is Payne Haas is now out for 4 to 6 weeks. It's a massive blow to the Broncos. Let me take you through the 6-week snapshot that he's going to be out. So the Panthers tonight, right?
Away as well.
Away. Then round four, Cowboys at Suncorp. Tough game.
Always.
That could go either way. Yeah. Without Haas, you'd almost have the Cowboys as favourites. Storm at Amy Park.
Difficult.
Very difficult. Then the Dolphins at Suncorp. Who knows?
Yep.
Who knows what's going to happen with the Dolphins? Raiders at Suncorp. Raiders 2-0 to start the season. Better than what we thought they would be. That could be a toss of a coin. Although you think the Broncos should win that one.
A little bit too much class, you would think, yeah.
And then they've got to travel to Campbelltown. No one wants to travel to I'm joking. It's our Sydney audience. But they've got to play the Tigers at Campbelltown. So that's in the 4 to 6 week period that Payne Haas is expected to be out. If things don't go the right way for the Broncos, they could be 2-6 sats.
Yeah, they could be. I mean, each week is very difficult now. It doesn't matter whether you're playing the last place Tigers from last year or you're playing the Panthers. It's just a tough season. It just becomes tougher when you haven't got arguably the top two front rower in the world.
You don't have the depth.
Yeah, you don't have the class.
Yeah.
The class of depth. And a lot of clubs have depth, so you've got to have the class of depth. And losing Tommy Flegler now is a...
How bad does that look?
Well, it looks bad, but quite frankly, they wouldn't have been able to match the offer that he was being offered on the market. So you can't say it was a bad decision to let him go because they just got beaten to the punch. So, but without Payne Haas, a lot of those teams like the Dolphins, the Raiders, the Tigers have an opportunity to feel as though they'll go into that game with a hell of a lot of confidence knowing that they're not going to have to handle Payne Haas. 3 and 4 defenders are not going to have to try and bring him down every time he runs the ball and... It's a huge loss. I mean, not having Reynolds is huge.
Yeah.
I think not having Payne Haas is bigger.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
because with young Jock Madden going in, who's a really good player, mind you, I think he's going to be really good tonight.
Yep.
But he's even better when you've got Payne Haas that's just saying, hey, I'm going that way and you're going to get the ball on the run. You're going to be in the face of the defence and it's going to make it a lot easier for you. And then on the back of Payne, you've got... your other forwards as well. You've got Kobe Hetherington, you've got your Corey Jensen, you've got your...
Jensen's playing his 100th game tonight. Jeez, he's snuck under the radar.
I remember when he was playing Queensland Cup and I rang a current club and just said, this kid's really good for depth. Like if you've got a heap of injuries in the forwards and they didn't take him. They thought, oh, I think he's too small.
Yeah, well.
But he's gone to the Broncos, God bless him, and he's got one of those guys that's matured a little bit later and got his opportunity. Yeah, he's good on him. 100 games. I mean, the average career for a player is... once upon a time it was 37 games. It's probably risen now to about probably 50 to 55, realistically. To get 100 is a great accomplishment.
Paddy Carrigan will be skipper for the Broncos tonight. Who did he co-captain with when he captained for the first time? He was co-captain...
Brody Croft.
Oh, what a name.
He might have only played 20 or 25 NRL games at the time.
Yep.
And was made captain. So that's when the Broncos were struggling. That's when they were doing gender reveals.
Okay. You said Brody Croft. So there's the struggle right there. Melbourne Storm don't let players go, do they?
Yep.
Never do that. Mm. So Paddy Carrigan will be the captain again tonight. Roosters coach Trent Robinson has declared Michael Jennings very close to making an NRL return. 3 years out of the game.
Yeah.
18th man. Now...
He was given 4 years for through the banned substance list.
Yeah.
And accepted three.
Yep.
Pled guilty and accepted three. Still to this day, he claims that he had no idea how the drugs got into his system.
Yep.
It's an argument that is thrown up amongst a lot of athletes around the world. Now, my company, actually, we've actually represented some pretty important sportsmen and women around the country who have been... under the same situation and accused of the same and given suspensions. One of those is Shayna Jack, of course, the swimmer, the Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, yeah.
We played a heavy role in her appeal, which she ended up was successful in as well. So Michael Jennings was taking the same sort of defence. And yeah, so 3 years out's a long time to be out of the game.
Okay. So he and Bronson Cherry could make their returns to the NRL this year. They've been cleared to play, right?
Yeah.
To get an NRL contract.
He's been doing a train and trial, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Yeah. So he'd be bargain basement for the Roosters. Should they play again? Because I look at people like Todd Carney.
Mm-hmm. Should never have been sacked.
So
for the act that he was.
It was stupid, right? It was disgusting.
I know it was a culmination of things they say the NRL for Toddy, but.
Seriously,
anyway.
What was the other thing, drinking cruises on a roof?
No, that was Dugan and Ferguson.
Right, okay. So, mate, he never hurt anyone. He didn't cheat. He never got to play in the NRL again. Yet we've got blokes who are drug cheats. Welcome back into the game. It doesn't sit comfortable with me.
There's part of me is a little bit more sympathetic or empathetic with athletes now who do something wrong. And I love that sport has this ability to allow players a second life. I do, because a lot of rugby league players aren't educated, they don't have a trade, and it's their job.
Yeah,
it's their livelihood. And I know you put that into jeopardy when you make stupid decisions. Now, there are a lot of players that make mistakes. Maybe a night out, you've had too much to drink, you make the wrong decision, whatever it may be. It might involve the police, it may not. You wake up, you're remorseful, you say sorry, and you cop a fine or a suspension or a breach notice, and everyone just moves on.
Yep.
Well done, mate, you've owned it. We've moved on. But then if you prepare, execute, and calculate, and are calculated in a program where you are embarking and systematically getting an advantage over your opponent illegally. I mean, this is not just a blasé decision. Yeah, this is a decision when you decide to put performance-enhancing drugs in your body over a period of time and weeks to improve yourself, to ensure that you are better than your opposition. There's a big part of me that says you should never be allowed to play the game ever again.
Yep, now, I agree with you.
You got a young player in Bonson Sherry who wants to compete with the NRL players by the time he's in his late teens.
Yep.
So he wants to jump the hurdles and get to the finishing line first.
Then shortcuts.
Then you've got a player like Michael Jennings who was sort of getting towards the end of his career, who relied on his speed and probably wasn't as quick and as agile as what he once was before, and the younger players were catching up to him. That's why you make those decisions. And those decisions, unfortunately, there's a large part of me that says you should never be allowed to play the game again.
Rightio. Well said, Sats.
Only if it's proven. That
well, in these that, cases, it's
that
been
you knew
proven.
There was being put in the system. Yeah.
Rightio, 0457 736 736. What are your thoughts on that? 8833 if you're in New Zealand. We are doing it live, Sports Day today from Carina Leagues Club in Brizzy as the Broncos look to avenge last year's grand final loss to the Panthers. We're going to have a totally biased Broncos call from here tonight. Our Sydney and New South Wales listeners, of course, you'll get a great call from Joel Sugarcane and also Noddy Kamali, live out of Bluebet Stadium.
What a great team.
Oh, mate, yeah. Not a lot of height.
No.
You know.
But they have, I just want to warn Sugar and Noddy, who will be driving out to the beautiful Lowell Blue.
Sugar's already
now.
There.
He's already there. Oh, he did the show from there.
Yeah, he did.
So he would have noticed that, and I don't know how he would have got in, because at the front of Panthers now, before you go in, it's got like one of those, person standing there like you're getting on a ride.
Right.
Are you tall enough?
Right. So
if you're not tall enough, you've got to go to a certain section.
Yeah, good.
So Noddy probably wouldn't have arrived yet.
No.
He's going to come in for a
I heard he's wearing platform
scare.
Heels.
Yeah.
To get in.
Maybe.
That's what I'm hearing.
And a massive wig. Yeah.
With Keno Go, you're only 3 minutes away from a whopping $40 million jackpot. Download the Keno Go app and start playing today. Break time. When we come back, Sats and the Rat caught up with Peter Wallace, the assistant coach for the Panthers. You right?
We've got a table here called the Table of Discontent.
Yes.
They're the locals. And a guy just walked past with a jumper on saying Brisbane 13 plus.
Right. Okay. Done. Here we go. Break time. When we come back, Peter Wallace joins us on Sports Day.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Never gave Archer any reason to blow the whistle.
He's got it!
Is that a kick? He's kicked
he's
it!
Got it!
Expecting him to kick it, and he's just dropped it straight over the sticks. And Penrith beat the Broncos 29-28.
Round 3, 2007, and the Penrith Panthers bury the Brisbane Broncos. And Daddy Vass, our producer, he said he was actually in tears that night because he's a Broncos fan.
At the game.
Fan. Yeah.
Crying.
And that man, well, he's a Scotsman born in Melbourne and played Origin for New South Wales. So
yeah,
just go figure.
It's another one that New South Wales got from us. Got from Queensland.
240 NRL games and played through Origin with a ruptured testicle.
Wow.
Wow. Tough. Amazing. Penrith Panthers assistant coach Peter Wallace joins us on Sports Day. How are you, Wal?
G'day, boys.
Nice introduction.
Yeah. Now, Wal, you live up in the Lower Blue Mountains, so what's your local? I remember I've been in your company and you talk about dropping in. Is it the Lapston Hotel? Is that the one you drop into now and then?
Lapston Hotel. Yeah, that's the one. It's about 900 metres from my place, so a nice easy walk up. Good stop on the way home from work, so
yeah, nice.
It's a good little spot.
Now, are you happy with what you're seeing at the moment from the Penny Panthers? Of course, because there's a World Club Challenge, and then you go to Melbourne round one, and it's pretty hard to travel that early on in the season, especially coming back from overseas. Are you happy with where the club's at?
Yeah, I think so. We've had a pretty good base, I think. You know, like the World Club Challenge was a really physical game, and you know, that was our first game of the year. It was Wigan's. They've already had two trials and a competition game already, you know, so they were pretty match fit. So I thought we played awesome. They played a really high intensity and thought it'd give us a really good base for the year. But yeah, the travel, it does take it out of you. So I think we definitely saw that. As much as we tried to not make it a thing, I think it ended up sort of being a bit that way. And we're probably lacking a little bit of energy down in Melbourne, which we just weren't quite good enough down there. Credit to Melbourne, though. They defended really well and scrambled really hard. But I thought it set us up well again for what we did last week. Yeah, I thought last week's performance was really good. So, yeah, happy the way we're tracking.
You lose Stephen Crichton, who I think is one of the biggest strike weapons in the comp. And in the big games, Wallen, you've seen it a fair bit since being at Penrith, the big games, he comes up with the big plays. And I remember a tackle he pulled off on Justin Ollam up at Suncorp Stadium in 21 in the final, not in the grand final. It was an amazing play to play a big role in getting through to a grand final. But you lose him. Taylor May comes back from injury. Now, he has been one of the shining lights so far in the first two rounds. Did it surprise you how well he's adapted to the position at NRL level, or did you see it coming through pre-season?
No, I definitely saw it coming. He's done a great job coming back from that ACL. Him and the medical crews worked really hard, so he was always in good shape. And he'd been training really well there too. So attacking-wise, it was never going to be an issue. You know, he's always had that ability with the ball. It's just a bit defensively and different to defending on the wing. But we've had a good pre-season. He's had a long pre-season, so he's been able to get plenty of reps in defensively. And, he's doing a great job for us. He's had spiders on him the first couple of weeks, so he's been going really well.
Yeah, nice, mate. Now, I wanted to... I saw the doco that was shot, I think it was called Undisputed, on Channel 9.
Yep.
And I know you give your year like a bit of a title every year.
The
now,
theme.
The theme. Yeah. This is the fourth year. Can you give us an insight into what the theme is this year, or is that sort of something that you've got to keep behind closed doors? Because how do you keep, like, I mean, obviously winning is motivating, but you're going for your fourth title. How do you keep these guys up?
Yeah, the boys are great. You know, they train extremely hard, and it's just a great crew. They just, they just want to get better every week, which is, it's amazing how they train and the intensity they train at, which then shows on the weekends. Every year, pre-season, we're like, is they going to come back with a little less motivation or come back a little underdone? But every year, they just turn up in really good nick, ready to go from day one. And, I've been fortunate the last year. It's been pre-season pretty short. So, we hit the ground running and, to the boys' credit, like, it's all them. They turn up every day and train hard and prepare hard. So, but in terms of the theme, every year we haven't had a theme at the start of the year. It's always sort of one game at a time. The old cliche, but we've got to put ourselves in that position to then, when it comes down to finals time, then we start thinking about a theme and how we're going to sort of theme up the final series and what we're shooting for. Last 3 years we've had three different teams, which have been pretty cool, and fortunately they've all come off. So, I don't know what this year holds yet, but we've got a lot of work to do before we start thinking about that.
So the Undisputed belt that was through the finals last year, where you pulled off the sticker from the first final, the grand final qualifier, and then winning the grand final, that WWE looking belt does that sit somewhere within the training facility, or is that forgotten?
Yeah, it's in the coach's office, actually, up on the it's on top of the cupboard. It's on display, but it's just on top of the cupboard. We've got to get a little case. We're going to get a little case to put it in. But the thing about themes, it's a bit of motivation, but it's also
you know, to have a bit of fun as well. And
absolutely.
The belt was just a bit of, you know, a bit of a gimmick last year, which is a bit of a totem, but it was also, you know, a bit of fun as well.
No, everyone buys into it, which is great. Now, James Fisher-Harris scans, says that his shoulder's not as bad as what was originally thought. So does that mean you get to unleash the horse, Liam Henry?
The horse will be there again, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he'll start yet. I think there's a couple of other options there, but he's been doing a good job for us, eh?
Yeah,
he's a horse. He's been going really well.
Great work rate, isn't he? He's a kid from Blaney Bears. And,
yeah.
And I've heard some stories, I've told some stories on air about Liam Henry that apparently when he doesn't think he's had and you can confirm nor deny this, that if he thinks he hasn't had a really good game, and this is when he was playing second grade, he'd go into the gym the next day and just flog himself on the bike. Is that right?
Yeah, he still does something every day off, and every, you know, after a game, you'll do some sort of cardio or have a bit of a sweat up. He's an absolute machine, which is that's what I love about him, you know. And what you see on the field, that's him every day training, just flat stick and ripping into everything, whether it's conditioning or contact or whatever it is, you know.
Mate, every team needs him. Every team needs those guys that just everybody looks and think, definitely. Am I doing enough? Am I doing enough? You know, like Luke Bailey was ours.
Yeah.
You know, Luke Bailey, he would just work, like regardless of how he played, he'd just be doing extras. And you think, am I doing enough? I'm going to do more, you know. So, mate, Isaiah, yo. Mate, is he a halfback trapped in a back rower's body? What's going on with that kick weekend? Like, does he jump around and train?
It was pretty good.
Sorry, go on.
No, he doesn't practice at all. That's it. He mucks around a bit, but he kicked one last year, I think, I think he got a try out of it as well.
He did,
twice this last year too. And that one, he looked a bit nervous kicking that one, but he knew what he was doing the other night. He just straight away plotted over the corner and put on a dime, didn't he?
Are you looking forward to, you know, people call it the grand final rematch. I try not to. It's just another round.
No, it's a rematch of the grand final.
It's
not, but it is.
It's not.
It is.
It's completely different to a grand final.
I know it's different.
Shut up.
A
you
grand
never played
final.
One. So, hey, while playing against the Brisbane Broncos this Thursday night, now, no Adam Reynolds, I suppose, doesn't change your preparation when it comes to them because just gives another opportunity to
Jock Madden.
Jock Madden.
Yeah. Jock Madden. So Jock he's Madden, handy. Yeah. He's a handy player. Yeah.
So how much work will you put into the Brisbane Broncos without Adam Reynolds, even if he is playing? Will you put a lot of work into the opposition, or are you a club that just basically looks after your own backyard?
No, we've played pretty hard in terms of what, you know, ourselves, but also we like to know what's coming. And we make sure we look at the opposition too, pay them the respect that, you know, they deserve. So we'll be doing that again this week. We got a lot of strike all over the park, and obviously losing Adam Reynolds, they lose that kicking game. But Jock Madden comes in, like you said, and he's pretty handy too. I think it was Billy Wells to kick a bit more. Reece will probably kick a bit more too. So, yeah, still expecting a really tough game.
You got the kids there, Wall?
Players all over the park then.
You got the kids there?
Yeah, just down the park, yeah.
Down the park, what?
Park with the dog. Of the year.
Yeah.
What sort of dog, Wall?
Cavoodle.
Convertible.
I can see you with a convertible. Yeah.
Yes. He's got the kids. He's got the dog with the kids.
Yeah.
He's
real tough
the kids.
Dog.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Typical laughback.
I love you, Wallace. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah. Peter Wallace, going great so far. Very good win. Tough win against a Parramatta side. You never expect anything less on a Friday night. Another big game this Thursday night at home against the Brisbane Broncos. Hey, thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having us.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large... We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Oh, what you need is Thursday night footy. Live tonight from Carina Leagues for our totally biased Broncos call.
I'm getting abused, Woogie.
Well, it might have something to do with the... Is that Adam Reynolds? You would. It does. It looks like Adam Reynolds. There you go.
Hey, you know, we always go do... we do what we call these OBs, outside broadcasts.
Yes.
Carina Leagues.
That's what we call it in the biz.
Yeah, we call it in the biz. Briggsy, if you listen. This is another Briggsy. Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about listeners who come up to us at the OBs, go, hey, listen to the show, great to listen to you.
Yeah.
It's good to put a face to the name.
Yes.
Now, if we ever went to Dubbo, we'd probably meet Steve.
Yeah, right.
Halfway through, he's 30,000 steps a day.
Yes.
So you know the one I talk
30,
about?
30,000?
30,000 steps a day. Listens to the show. So you
what's
know what I talk about?
What's he running from? Yeah, don't trust a man past. Who does 30.
Dark past.
That's right.
Now, you know I talk about Carl from Salford in the UK?
Yes.
Here he is sitting right next to me.
Ah,
this is Carl from Salford.
G'day, Carl.
He's very pale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very pale.
Hey, listen, I just want to mention something too, because you and Macca and Drury Forbes are doing a Broncos bias call, although you're sitting here in a Panthers jersey tonight, right here in the sidelines bar at Carina Leagues. Round of applause for Carina Leagues. They were just awarded the other night the best large club in Queensland. Well done. And I can understand why. This place is huge.
Yep. Keep clapping if you're a Panthers fan.
I don't know if that's clapping. Adam... Old Adam Reynolds over here wasn't really clapping, was he? Hey, now listen, tonight's game, grand final rematch. We can't say replay because our old mate Badge
hates it.
Well, it's not a rematch. He's technically right.
It's actually not a rematch either because it's not a grand final.
No, it's not.
That's what Kevy said during the week. If this was a more important game, Adam probably could have played. And what he's meaning by that is it's a regular season game.
Are you serious?
We don't want to try and... Shut up, Daddy. And he doesn't want to try and pump this up like a grand final. This is just another game like any other one, and this is why Adam's not playing. So I'm on Badger's side here. It's not a rematch, and it's not a
replay.
Replay.
Not a replay either. Panthers have won six of their last seven. Of course, the Broncos won the round one game last year, 13-12, in very wet conditions in Penrith. I mean, we've talked about it before. We've got no Payne Haas. We've got no Fisher Harris for the Panthers, but I mean, obviously Haas, without stating the obvious, he's a bigger out for Broncos than what Fisher Harris is.
Well, you've got Nathan Cleary in the side and
that's
all
right.
The other connections that they've got.
And of course, Reynolds.
Like. Now, this is what I think is Penrith Stadium is always a really difficult place to go and play at the best of times, especially in the dead of winter on a Friday or Saturday night. It's a really difficult place to win at if you're a visiting side. On the back of that, they have got a great connection with their community. I mean, it'll be another sellout tonight, without a doubt. And they've just released the video. And if you're on social media, people, TikTok, Instagram, it's called hashtag Last Ride. And they've done a video about this is their last season at Penrith Stadium.
Of course, it gets demolished, doesn't it? Yeah.
So very few times you get to play at pretty much the bare bones of what Penrith Stadium has been since they came into the comp in 67, where the big stand is on the eastern side, used to be just a grass hill. And then they started adding to it, and it's still one of those great suburban grounds. So you start looking at that, there's a real emotional attachment to it. So the games are at a minimum where they're playing at this stadium that's been their home since 67. You've got some people that have been going to that stadium since 1967.
Yeah, wow.
Who may not be there when the next stadium is built.
Yeah, right.
Just due to old age, whatever it may be. So this is a really emotional year for the... They keep looking for themes. We just heard Peter Wallace. They talk about the themes in grand finals. And in the year two, it was Maverick when it came out as a movie, as one of their themes. Last year was the Undisputed Belt, the wrestling belt.
This year it's Barbie.
This year was Oppenheimer, Barbieheimer. but this year it's about The Last Ride, which is the games that they're playing.
It's good.
So it's going to be really difficult, even far more difficult than for teams to go and play there tonight.
So massive motivation for them to go for.
Absolutely.
What matchups are you looking forward to? Well, Luai and Mam comes to mind.
There's so many obvious ones, isn't there? You know, there's Dylan Edwards versus Reece Walsh. So there's the two centres where the Broncos, I think, probably hold the battle there. And then you look at the 5'8"s, and then you look at even Moses Leota up against their forward pack, and Liam Martin and Scott Sorensen versus Piacora, this young up and coming, I think, Origin back row Piacora.
He's looked good,
and also Jordan Rickey. You know what I'm looking forward to? The matchup I'm looking forward to is Jock Madden going up against the best player in the world and potentially one of the greatest halves we've ever seen by the time he retires. This is just.
Are you serious?
As a kid, this is what you look for, isn't it? As a kid, you look forward and you're nervous about it.
You want to play the best.
But you want to get the respect from a guy who is a triple premiership winner and an absolute superstar. So out of all the matchups tonight, Jock Madden up against Nathan Cleary.
Are the Bronx any chance? Like, everyone's predicting Penrith to win this one 13+.
They're always a chance. Always a chance. And the reason why they're a chance is because their back line alone has got a lot of speed and some size to it as well, you know, with Cobbo and yet the speed of Dean Mariner. When you've got an X factor like Reece Walsh at the back, yeah, you're every chance, aren't you? So,
But
Penrith at home, I think, yeah, I agree. I think it could be a 13+.
Special talent, Reece Walsh, but I think you're all going too early and too hard saying that he can be the greatest fullback of all time. He's only just started his career.
No, but just when you weigh him up against Billy Slater at the same age, he's ahead of Billy. Individual attributes, he's ahead of Billy. Yeah, Billy at times was suspended, injured. He got dropped at one stage, Billy, and then he found himself when he just got some, he got some consistency in his game. That's when Billy sort of started to become the player we end up seeing him. But I think Reece at this stage of his career is probably ahead of Billy.
And you know why
But they're both not ahead of Darren Lockyer at the same age.
No, right. But you know why he is?
Yeah.
Because he spent a lot of time with Billy. Reece Walsh has.
Yeah, he has. And I mean,
he's been taught by
the master. There's this natural brilliance that people are just born with, aren't they? They're just, they're God-given talents. And then you slowly build on it. You know, Billy had natural speed, and had to learn how to pass the ball, Billy. Yeah, through a lot of discipline and the coaching of Craig Bellamy and, you know, working with, you know, guys like Robbie Ross, you know, the former player from Melbourne. But Reece has had a passing game.
Yeah.
I've been watching him since he was 15. He's had a passing game since he's 15.
Yeah. No, fair enough. That's our warm-up for Ream, except nothing less than Australia's best Ream. Oh, another matchup. No,
yeah, Matt Rogers matchup.
Are you you're an idiot, Rat? Haas versus James Fisher Harris.
Yeah,
for sure. Like where? At the buffet?
Yeah.
Is that where they're? Oh God.
Yeah. He's been very silent the last couple of days.
Maybe he's talking to his family.
Mm.
Well, I sent him an email today, and he hasn't responded about. And it was about golf. You've accepted. Mac has accepted.
I sent him a text message today saying, "Hey, Dr. Paul Omerson said to say g'day to you."
Nothing?
No.
He's hanging out with those rugby wankers.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's hanging out with Kieran Foran a lot now.
Oh, is he? Right. We're not good enough, yeah. Ream, with over 80 years manufacturing right here in Australia. Of course, it's Australia's favourite. Break time. We'll wrap up Sports Day next.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Just about to wrap up Sports Day for Thursday night.
What's that? Oh,
all right, time for our hot topic. Thanks to Apple iSports for the fans. Hottest match of the round, Sats. Is it the Rabbitohs, Roosters, Eels, Manly? Geez, that's a good game. Or Knight Storm on Sunday? What's the hottest one?
Well, the easiest one is the Rabbitohs versus the Roosters, isn't it?
Because Book of Feuds.
It's just the greatest rivalry. 1908 played the first grand final, then fast forward many, many years, and the Roosters stole Ron Coote and Elwin Walters and co. from South Sydney, and Manly stole a couple of players, Michael Cleary and... Yeah, John Lurch O'Neill, just a couple of players and a couple of others there as well. But I love this game just because they literally just despise each other.
Yep.
And all week, usually you talk to other clubs' players. This week, it's like Origin. Roosters players and South players just, they won't fraternise at all. And I love that. I love the Manly Eels game. Manly, they've made me want to watch them because of Luke Brooks. They've made me want to watch them.
Yeah, nice. Hasn't he been unbelievable?
Yeah, outstanding. But hats off, JWH, 300 games.
Your favourite player.
My favourite front rower of all time.
And Jack White making his debut for the Rabbitohs.
Yep. We've got everything. Absolutely got everything. And at Allianz, cannot get any better.
Right, tonight's game. Oh, by the way, Rat's been on the text. Sorry, boys, flat out cleaning trucks today, as if
he was cleaning
the
trucks.
Doctor, love him. Golf, April 19, I'm in. Great. Don't worry about responding to the emails now, mate. You jerk.
Rosie Maroon says, love the show, boys. Love the show, boys. I hope the Panthers underestimate the mighty Broncos tonight up the Bronx.
Before we go, all our New South Wales listeners, you're going to get live coverage from Bluebet Stadium with Joel Kane and Noddy Kamali. For all of you listeners in Queensland, live action Broncos bias call live here from Carina Leagues. On the way next with Scotty Sattler, Andrew McCulloch, the tall dwarf.
Yep.
And also Drury Forbes. It's going to be a great game here at Carina Leagues. Come down and join us. Sports Day, back Monday night with Sats and the alien-loving Rats. Enjoy round three of the... Enjoy round three of the NRL. Go the Bunnies!
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.